And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley. With me as always is Gerald Quigley. Lovely to see you on this gorgeous morning, GQ.
Hiya, Jo. Wonderful to be here.
And Sally Overmeter. Lovely to see you also.
Good morning. Happy Sunday, everybody.
Oh, it is so nice to be up and about and with you too. I have to say, one of the things I'm very proud of here on the House of Wellness is that we talk about some of the most common health issues that really we're told you just got to suck that up, deal with it, move on. There's no help for you. But these are things that really change a quality of life.
Totally. And those three words with the hyphen in between, we underestimate what that does as you go through life's journey. And quality of life is what it's all about.
So yeah. When we're talking about something like reflux, mm-hmm. It sounds like a fairly minor thing, but something, extreme reflux can really, really, you can't sleep. It can be the sort of thing that is so uncomfortable in your life. Don't you think so?
Absolutely. And what can end up happening is you dread eating, right? So people go, should we get together? And you're just like, oh, and then for people who suffer with that, they're just constantly trying to, I guess, work their way around it. You look at the menu and you're like, can't have that, can't have that. You know that'll be painful. One of the greatest joys is to be able to eat. Mm-hmm. And if you're suffering like that at every meal, it's terrible.
Yeah. The issue as well is that we're probably using, we're told, use spice more. You use it to enhance the flavour, to give variety. And yet there are many people who can't go near so many spices because of what happens when they've eaten.
So whether you call it reflux or heartburn, you'd be familiar with that burning sensation in the chest. And I know from people in my life, they can't sleep. Mm. And it sometimes feels like you're having a heart attack. Like it can be really
strange. Well, you know, we hear of anecdotal reports of people being found dead from a heart attack with a bottle of their indigestion mixed beside them. So that is a real, so it'll be fascinating to talk to our specialists about things like that.
Yeah, so we are going to speak with Dr. Mei Wong, a gastroenterologist from Sydney's Royal North Shore Hospital, about what can cause heartburn or reflux and how we can ease it and when to tell if it is something more serious and what to do about that. Also, the statistic still remains mental health and the anxiety that goes with this are top of the list for why people visit their GP these days, which in itself is, it's so heartbreaking to imagine that that's now the top reason people go to see their GP. So we're going to be looking at some holistic solutions to lead as calm and tranquil a life as we possibly can. I mean, everything helps, right?
I think in a way you're right. It's sad that it's the number one reason, but also it's good that it's the number one reason because it means that people are not pushing it down. They're not saying, I'm going to just carry on. I'm just going to not tell anyone. So in a way, maybe we've also come, we've made some progress.
And what we've learned, Joe, over the years, and we hear this phrase mind-body medicine, we've learned that a lot of underlying chronic disease actually starts with your mental health, your brain activity, how you approach things generally, and that can cause a whole breakdown of a number of different body systems. So it's good that it's out there. Mm. We've just got to learn to manage it better.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I do agree with you, so I think that's a really lovely perspective. So today we're going to be joined by Victor Tabala, a naturopath, who is going to tell us about the herbs that can help with managing our stress levels. And there is one herb in there that just might surprise you.
Really?
Yeah. Well, there's a tease for you.
I'm
looking forward to hear what
it is. I can't wait to go to Fiji to wonder what that herb is.
Gerald, we get so many questions with regard to muscle cramps and pain, muscle pain, that it's almost backed by popular demand. We're going to be talking more about it in A to Z of Vitamins today. And, of course, give us a call, 131 873, with any questions that you might have, whether it's what you need to eat more or less of, a supplement that you'd like to take or explore, and how to ease a symptom that might be troubling you. Give us a call, 131 873. Next up, gastroenterologist Dr. Mei Wong on ways to combat the dreaded heartburn.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
What if there was a way you could save young lives while saving the planet? Introducing Unlabeled, a range of cruelty-free, vegan and ethically sourced skincare products made from 100% recycled post-consumer waste plastic. But here's the best part. 100% of all profits from the sale of Unlabeled products go towards preventing youth suicide. So try Unlabeled the next time you need to top up your hand wash. It's just $8.99 at Chemist Warehouse and includes essential oils like lemon myrtle, sandalwood and eucalyptus. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get the Thompson's range from $12.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131873 is our number. Give us a call if you have any questions for Gerald or Sally. We'll get to those calls in just a moment. But first, one in five Australians regularly suffer from reflux, which is also known as heartburn. And if you are one of them, then you will know just how unpleasant that burning sensation is. So joining us on the line is Dr. Mei Wong, a gastroenterologist at the Royal North Shore Hospital and at St. Leonard's North Shore Health Hub, to fill us in on how we can handle this very uncomfortable sensation. Welcome to the show, Dr. Mei.
Thank you.
Mei, what is reflux or heartburn?
So reflux is defined as when contents in the stomach comes back up into the esophagus, and that can happen when the sphincter or the ring of muscle that connects the esophagus to the stomach becomes weaker, so it's easier for food and stomach to pass back up into the esophagus, and that's what causes that burning and uncomfortable sensation.
So what would be some of the common causes of heartburn?
So common causes of heartburn is can be divided into lifestyle as well as anatomical causes. So lifestyle causes would be things like eating a big meal late at night, lifting or bending immediately afterwards, having coffee or alcohol late at night, being overweight. And it can also happen in advanced pregnancy.
May, from a retail pharmacy perspective, one of the most popular sessions or sections in a pharmacy has been affectionately called bums and tums. Now, that shows how common digestive issues are. And those of us that have been around for a while have seen the advent of over-the-counter proton pump inhibitors and things that are advertised widely. In your view, do you think they're overused?
Yes. I think proton pump inhibitors are effective, and both underuse and overuse can be dangerous. So it is important to consult your family doctor or gastroenterologist about, is it necessary to stay on these medications long term? Mm-hmm. There are other over-the-counter medications which are safe, such as liquid alginates or Gaviscon or Mylanta.
So, May, I guess aside from medication, what other ways could people try to reduce the symptoms of heartburn, or any other suggestions you've got?
Yeah, so there's a lot of lifestyle changes which can be implemented and can be quite effective. So reducing coffee and alcohol is recommended, avoiding trigger foods for patients, and that might range from tomatoes, citrus fruits, or even gluten in bread. It's important to eat slowly, don't overeat, avoid large meals before bedtime, reducing or quitting smoking, and reducing alcohol. And we know that any amount of weight loss, no matter what the BMI is, can also help relieve reflux symptoms.
So, May, what about, though, when it actually is serious? How can we tell the difference between just, you know, something that is really uncomfortable but not serious through to when you really need to seek help?
It's a tricky symptom because reflux can come in so many forms, ranging from chest pain, regurgitation, to just having sinus infections or lung infections. So it can be quite hard to pick up, but we think that it's more dangerous when the symptoms are persistent, when they're not relieved by the usual medications, and when there's symptoms like trouble swallowing. That's something that that's a symptom that we'd recommend seeking help for from your doctor.
It's also worth reminding everyone, May, that non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, that's the reason they're taken after food, because they can actually end up causing some of those symptoms that you describe. Mm. May, what about silent reflux? So this is reflux that term silent. What can we do about that?
Yeah, so silent reflux is also a tricky one to diagnose, and we only see it when we do an endoscopy. And I think the ways to reduce silent reflux, particularly if there is a family history, is to be extra vigilant with weight loss and timing of meals, and seeking early help where it's applicable.
So you'd say if you've got reflux and the medications either prescribed or over the counter are not making a difference, it's worth pursuing it even further.
Exactly, yeah. A GP would recommend a referral to a gastroenterologist, and we'd look at the esophagus directly with an endoscopy.
Okay. Mm. It's so often the message that we send here. It's not something you need necessarily to tolerate, to investigate.
No.
Yeah.
And just when you're wandering around that bums and tums area, if you need more help, ask for the pharmacist.
Yes. Thank you so much. It's been great to have you on the show this morning, Dr. May.
Thanks, May.
You're welcome.
Have a great Sunday. Let's get to a call. 131-873 is our number. Hi there, Sean in Taylor's Lakes.
Hello, Sean.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're well. How can we help?
Guys, I've had eczema or psoriasis, I guess is another way to say it, pretty much my whole life. It started on my hips, and as I got older, it sort of went on to the front of my legs. Manageable. Mm-hmm. I'm currently using a Diverbet. It's called a steroid cream.
Yes.
The issue being lately is that it has gone to my face in very, very small amounts, up around my eyes and eyelids. Issue being with the cream I'm using, I can't use it on my face. It's dangerous to be exposed to the sun and all that type of stuff.
Yep. Sean,
try and be very strict with my diet, but it is something that has just come about, and I really don't know how I can treat it.
There are lots of underlying factors here, Sean, and eczema is different. Psoriasis is an autoimmune disease, and your doctor would have hopefully explained the differences, that normally psoriasis comes because of your genetics, it comes when stressful times, there's all sorts of reasons, could be food related, where you have a breakout. The secret behind all of this is moisture. So that's external moisture, at least twice a day, and looking at increasing your omega-3s in your food and as a supplement. And Sal has got some magnificent fish pies.
I do. But interestingly, fish sometimes can cause eczema to worsen. So things, and look, it can vary from person to person. So I'm saying this generally, things like peanut, milk, soy, wheat, fish, eggs, sometimes all of these things sometimes can exacerbate your eczema. So I think often it's good to have like an elimination diet. I know you said you're being really strict with your diet, and I think that's really good. And you want to watch if you do end up including something that makes it worse, then you'll know that that might be a trigger for you.
And stress cell too, as well.
Without a doubt.
If you've got big events coming up in your life, invariably you've just got to keep an eye on breakouts. So managing stress, Sean, is just something that you should be thinking about all the time.
It's very difficult though. Easier said than done sometimes. But yes, all the best with that, Sean. Do keep your calls coming. 131-873. We'll get to more of your calls next after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get the Thompson's range from $12.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley. With me is Gerald Quigley, Sally Obermeader. We're here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. 131-873 is the number. Let's get to Katie in Pimble. Hi there, Katie.
Hello, Katie.
Hello. I'm listening to 2GB 24 hours a day, even night time, because I'm a poor sleeper. And I've just got the courage to give you a call.
Good on you.
I come from a Mediterranean background, so I'm not overweight. I eat healthy. I exercise. I walk. But I have been diagnosed a few years ago with colitis. What food perhaps I should stay away, and what food to encourage me to make my life a bit easier, as I can't even go out of the door before 10:30 in the morning of the, you know, constantly going to the bathroom.
Sure.
Is there perhaps some food that I should avoid? And so I do try that stop.
Gastro stop. It's a pretty good. It's a good insurance.
Yeah, I use that and the mint, a little mint. But is there perhaps with the diet, right with the food that I should, you know, things that I could stay away from, things that I could eat more that might help me.
If only it were that simple, Katie. There's all sorts. So colitis, by definition, is an inflammation of your colon. So your large intestine is super sensitive to all sorts of things, not just food. It's sensitive to how you feel as well. So if you're going out, so straight away you're stressed. I've got to make sure I'm near toilets on the way. And, of course, that brings on that feeling of urgency straight away that you've got the GastroStop insurance there. Don't hesitate to use them. They're fine. You can take two or three at a time as a good insurance. So much of it, and it'll be interesting to hear Sel's view on this, so much of it is trial and error, Katie. But it really doesn't matter what food you avoid. There's always the possibility that whole combination of things may cause your tummy to be upset. If you're limited to 10:30, accept that and then plan the rest of your day. Don't look at that as a restriction. Look at it as a bit of a time frame within which you will be restricted a bit to stay at home and get everything organised. But then the rest of the day is yours. So look at what you're eating the night before. Look at the plans you've got during any particular day. Keep a record of what you're eating. And if you have a particularly bad episode, just have a look at what you ate the night before and what you had on the day before and what you've got planned on that day. And you'll find a picture will form. It's really difficult, Sal, isn't it?
Very tricky, but I think you're absolutely right. GQ and Katie, a food diary essentially is one of the best things that you can do. And it's amazing that you're already very healthy and you're eating really well. But it's important that you do keep a food diary. Things that can help. And again, GQ's exactly right, where it varies from person to person. You want to watch, you know, it's just like I was saying before to the gentleman with eczema. Everyone has certain things that for them, in theory, should be okay, but can trigger. But things like fish with omega-3s, that can be really good for you. Fermented foods also are a big thing that can help. You want to try and choose low-fiber vegetables. And obviously, you want to avoid your fatty, greasy foods, spicy foods, high sugar. All that kind of stuff can trigger and make it worse. So but a food diary, 100% a great idea.
And if you're able to access a dietitian, I think it's worthwhile when so much of this is related to what you eat. And sometimes, you know, a diary that you keep by yourself, you don't have the skills to necessarily solve that problem.
Correct.
Great ammunition.
To spot the patterns, right?
Yeah.
But also, too, not just the food diary, but a bit of an activity diary. What's going on? And I know people who plan their day around toilet visits, particularly if they're in a shopping centre where it's stressful, find a car park, find the shops, the crowds, the whole thing. So you're just going to keep an eye on the package.
All the best there, Katie. Cheryl in Beverly Hills, good morning.
Hello, Cheryl.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
We're well. How can we help?
I'm ringing up about I've had a sore right leg, and I went to the doctor because I get varicose veins, and he suspected it was a Baker's cyst, but he was worried about it being thrombosis. Okay. So I had the ultrasound, the x-rays, and it came back that the cyst has ruptured and fluids leaking into the upper calf.
Okay.
I said, when I went back to the doctor, what can we do? Because I had a Baker's cyst on the front of my knee and that was cut out years ago. He said, there's not much we can do because it's already ruptured. And I said, oh, it'll get better. I said, it's been like this for 4 weeks and I'm taking painkillers because it's getting more restricting for me to walk. Mm-hmm. At first, it was just a pulling and a tightness in the leg.
Very painful, Cheryl. I think you may have to raise your voice and get a little bit more activity going around your knee. You've had experience with a Baker's cyst, you know the restrictions they can cause. They're painful. There's lots of treatments. And the drastic one, of course, is to have that thing removed. Sometimes they're injected with steroids. But don't sit back and be told it'll get better. That's not good enough.
No, particularly if it's not getting better.
That's right.
Yes, I think you're right, Gerald. You are very good at empowering us in using our voice.
Well, we're allowed to.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, before we go to the break, I just wanted to mention, if you have a young person in your life who is in the middle of exams, we do feel for you. It is a very stressful time and not one that really should be dismissed because, well, a national survey has found that almost 50% of young people are dealing with extreme study stress, which can really impact not just their moods but their well-being. Mm-hmm. So head along to houseofwellness.com.au. There is a fantastic article with some really useful advice there for the young person in your life and your your family.
Yes, it's not just the children sitting the exams, it's the whole household, isn't it?
And how do you support those people, you know, those kids going through it and the support that they need? Because everybody's got to get involved.
It's all ahead of you too.
It's true. But I'm learning from my friends that so much of it is listening rather than instructing. Yes. You know, you can't stand over your young person and say, you must. You have to really just sort of listen.
I had lunch with my Year 11 grandsons. I've got more grandsons than you can poke a stick at. But the Year 11, who was being encouraged by his mother and his grandmother over lunch yesterday to do some study, he said, I'm not in the zone. I will this afternoon. When I'm in the zone, I will study. And Ben, well done. You stood up to this pair and you said, I will study when I'm in the zone.
Well, you got to allow them to find their own way, I suppose, and it can be hard to step back and sort of not enforce yourself on them because that's not going to help.
Hard. No. I don't even know Ben, and I'm like, what does he mean he's not in the zone? He's got to study.
See, there you go.
Yes.
No, he very courageous yesterday. He managed his mother and grandmother particularly well.
My young person, I just try to get her to eat. Yeah. And get outside and exercise. Sure. And sometimes I have to do that with her because otherwise they forget to do this.
Yes. Too many things going on.
Yep.
Good luck to everybody doing exams.
Absolutely. Head along to houseofwellness.com.au for more information there. Keep your calls coming, 131 873. And next up, natural ways to alleviate stress.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get the Thompson's range from $12.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131 873 is our number. Joanna in St John's Park. Good morning.
Hello, Joanna.
Good morning.
How can we help?
Hi. Yes, I was listening to all the talk about the indigestion and all the various names, and I've been through all the burping, and I love food. Your body does tell you what it doesn't like, but nevertheless, I kept going.
Yes.
And in 1984, I didn't feel anything for years, so I forgot about it. And then I decided I would have both ends checked because of, and I did.
Good.
And they diagnosed me with, they did find a hiatus hernia, but I think that's gone.
Yes.
But they found that I had silent reflux, which you've mentioned.
Yes.
And but beyond that, the next stage, I suppose, was early Barrett's disease.
Yes.
And apparently, if we hadn't had the test, I wouldn't have known that. And I think that leads, does it not, to the cancer of the esophagus?
It can, Joanna. Yes. So this is where Barrett's is the common name given to where the acid from your tummy breaks through that little muscle, that that upper sphincter that our specialist May mentioned before. And the mucus cells aren't able to cope with that burning. And if it happens over and over and over again, which actually smoking can cause as well, it in fact can become cancerous. So well done.
Yeah.
And I thought your suggestion of having both ends checked, Joanna, was a lovely reminder for many people that if your GP suggests having these things done, go and get them done.
Yes.
They're not as uncomfortable probably as we make out. And just go and get it done. And it picks up things that then can be checked constantly as we get older.
And early detection, I say this to people when they say, I just don't want to have a colonoscopy. It's like, listen, for the teeny, teeny amount of discomfort that you'll experience, and it's so much less than going through treatment. I can assure you of that.
Yeah,
you know, it's worth it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for that tip, Joanna.
Well done,
and it's more than a tip. It's like, I think, really great advice to get whatever sort of test you need to do.
Yeah.
Jim in Bargo, good morning.
Hi, Jim.
Good morning. I'd just like to comment about the reflux.
Yes.
I used to get bad reflux when I had tomatoes.
Yes.
But I found the best way to fix that was to blanch the tomatoes, get the skin off them.
Yes.
And you don't get no reflux.
It's a good... my late dad used to drive me mad because he'd have a little pile, whenever he had tomatoes for breakfast, he'd have a little pile of tomato skins on the side of his plate. And I know it drove my mother mad as well. But perhaps, and he certainly had reflux, but I think it might have been from smoking. But what it does, Jim, is highlight the fact that it can often be a food involvement, which if you keep a bit of a track, little tricks like you've just suggested makes a difference. So now you enjoy the tomatoes more than ever, do you?
Yeah. But what you do is you cut with your knife into them, like you would a banana skin.
Yes.
put them in boiling water and you just peel them off like a banana skin.
Jim, what a tip. I'm looking forward to Jim's cooking show.
Yes.
Shared quite a lot there.
Good on you,
fantastic.
Jim. Thanks for the call.
Oh, blanch your tomatoes. That's great. Well, I think mental health, our own and the mental health of the people we love, is something that we are aware of more than ever. And while we know we might be struggling, it sometimes feels like a problem with no answers, but there are many avenues to alleviate at least the stress in our lives. And joining us on the line is Victor Tabala, a naturopath, to give us some info on holistic ways to help us manage our stress, which, of course, is crucial to our mental health and well-being. Good morning. Great to have you back on the show, Victor.
Yes, good morning, Joe, Sally, Gerald. Nice to be here once again.
Victor, can you tell us what steps can we take to manage our stress? It's a big question, but you have some easily achieved steps.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's such a huge area. And look, apart from the well-known techniques such as meditation or light to moderate exercise, the use of herbs can be a wonderful way to manage stress and symptoms of stress. See, I see herbs like the fruits and vegetables that we consume every day. Fruits and veggies have certain nutrients, so vitamins, minerals and antioxidants to help nourish the body. Herbs have similar chemicals known as phyto or plant chemicals, which can also nourish the body and, in this case, to nourish and support the nervous system and to help alleviate stress symptoms.
So what kind of, stress symptoms could the herbs help with?
Okay, so let's start. Well, one of the most common ones is this general stress, and so the idea of trying to adapt to stress. So let's face it. Every day we get hit with certain types of issues or concerns that generate stress. And so our body needs to learn or to help adapt to that. And so particular herbs like ashwagandha, for example, are wonderful because ashwagandha has what we call an adaptogen activity. And what that simply means is that it basically helps our body to adapt to stress. Then we've also got symptoms such as mild anxiety. Think about, for example, you've got a job interview or you've got a public performance or, like me, being interviewed on radio live.
Obviously, yeah, amongst friends, Victor.
Amongst friends. I know, GQ, you and me go back a long way, of course. But that's the thing. You know, people do get exposed to these sorts of anxieties from time to time. And so a herb like kava, now, I love kava. So if you've ever been to Fiji, of course, it's a ceremonial drink that you have over there. And what kava does, so kava has a substance called carbolactones, one of these many phytochemicals I spoke about before. And what kava can do is to help alleviate the symptoms of mild anxiety through its calming process or its calming activities. And that's what kava's all about. So if you ever had that the kava drink, that numbing sensation you get from the kava drink, that's the carbolactones, and that's the medicinal part of the kava plant that helps to alleviate symptoms of mild anxiety. And the other area is mood issues, particularly mood balance. And this is where a wonderful herb called St. John's wort comes into play. So St. John's wort, again, a beautiful phytochemical known as hypericin that's found in St. John's wort that can actually help to alleviate, not only help to alleviate low mood, but also support a healthy mood balance. So you've got three wonderful herbs. So I'd break it down as ashwagandha for general stress, so to adapt to stress. You've got the kava there to help with symptoms of mild anxiety, and you've got St. John's wort to help with supporting that mood balance.
All righty. Was there some fantastic tips as far as the kinds of herbs that are out there? And they sound lovely. I'm getting emotional about it. Thank you so much, Victor, for those great tips.
Thanks, Victor.
That's okay. No problem. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Have a great Sunday. Of course, always read the label and follow the directions for use. Next up, what we can do for our muscular aches and pains. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Want relief from symptoms of mild anxiety? Try Thompson's One A Day St. John's Wort 4000 from Chemist Warehouse. With a high-potency natural herbal extract, it reduces symptoms of mild anxiety and supports healthy mood balance. And
it's available in a convenient one-a-day dose. The New Look Thompson's One-A-Day St. John's Wort 4000 is $28.49 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Bioceuticals range from $10.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
It's time to A to Z of vitamins. And Gerald, not to make it about me, but yesterday I did go for a run. Clang, humble brag there. Yes,
no, well, I read about that. I read about that in today's newspaper that you. But with all the spare time you've got.
Oh, so much spare time. Mm-hmm. But I did have last night what I would describe like aches and pains and so flat.
Yes.
You know, when you just feel really tired, your muscles are just tired. Mm-hmm. You've got something for me for that, I believe.
I would have suggested, if you had have called me, I would have just suggested taking some magnesium in powder form, which would have made a real difference to how your muscles felt. But let me, I've written this phrase,
mm-hmm.
Because magnesium is used in firecrackers, which are all illegal, but I can remember those as a child. Just as magnesium makes fireworks light up more brightly, it's also used by our bodies to liven up a range of functions. It actually helps convert food into energy, regulates our nervous system and creates new proteins, as well as we talk cramps and twitches and spasms and things. That's a very important role, but it has a huge role behind the scenes doing lots of other things. And we just don't, unless we show symptoms, we don't really know whether we've got enough magnesium in our body. So
I didn't know that about energy.
Energy. See, energy production. New. Helps blood pressure. Mm. Helps blood sugar. All of these things. So we've got to, and the other thing, for those who are over 60, not that that's important, but they're more likely to have low magnesium. So if you are over 60 and you're getting some twitches or some cramps at night, look at magnesium.
Yeah, I love it. Well, the A to Z of vitamins is brought to you by Bioceuticals Ultra Muscle Ease. Tired, tight, cramping or spasmy muscles, you might need magnesium. Move with ease with Ultra Muscle Ease. We've got time for one more quick call. Hi there, Rob.
Hello, Rob.
Yes. Hello. Hello, team. Yeah, my name's Rob. I'm just calling regarding indigestion. I used to get really bad indigestion a few years ago. And then somebody put me on to apple cider vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
And
well done.
It instantly fixes my indigestion.
Interesting.
I've introduced that to a few other people.
Good.
Sorry, Joe.
That's right. No. And look, a great suggestion, Rob. And what it does, it balances gut enzymes and creates a little bit of acidity. When we think of reflux, we think of acid. But you can also get reflux from having low acid. Mm. And apple cider vinegar, particularly with the mother, so the little sludge at the bottom, it's a great, a lot of people start the day with a bit in some water and a squeeze of a lemon cell. Is that how you start
absolutely.
Your day?
Absolutely. Yeah, I do actually. It's great for digestion.
Ah.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. I knew you would love apple cider vinegar.
I love it.
I knew it. let's go to Brian in Minto. Hello.
Hello, Brian.
Hello. It's just a quick advice of yours. I'm a pretty fit fella, but on Friday night I was in bed and I needed to go to the toilet. Mm. I jumped up and I couldn't go because the room was just spinning and spinning and spinning, and I felt really crook and I was sweating and really hot and I didn't know what was on. I just sat there for a while and I couldn't go back to bed, so I just wolfed around and I went back to bed. And last night the same things happened, but instead of going around and around and around, it's going up and down and up and down. And I'm a bit frightened about that now.
Okay.
It might be vertigo or something like that.
That could be. Brian, do you take anything for blood pressure? Any blood pressure medicine?
Tablet.
Okay. Now, it sounds from the symptoms you described, I think there's a bit of a blood pressure issue. You're going to have to discuss that with your doctor tomorrow. I know there's a public holiday, certainly in Victoria, but go and see your doctor tomorrow. There's just something that needs tweaking with that sudden rise.
Mm, we don't leave these things uninvestigated.
No, there's a reason behind that, so get on to it, Brian.
As always, thank you to our callers. Houseofwellness.com.au is the website. If you're after more information or if you'd like to ask a question, head along to houseofwellness.com.au. We'll get to more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Are you busy running from event to event or busy treating muscle fatigue from exercise, stress or tension? Try Bioceuticals Ultra Muscle Ease from Chemist Warehouse. It contains highly bioavailable magnesium, which supports muscle relaxation, and B vitamins to support energy levels levels, getting you off the bench and back to your busy lifestyle. Try Bioceuticals Ultra Muscle Ease from $35.49 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Bioceuticals range from $10.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Thanks for joining us this last hour on the House of Wellness. If you're after more House of Wellness, head along to Channel 7 today at midday for House of Wellness TV. There's an amazing interview with cup jockey Glenn Boss as he shares his battle with depression in an effort to help others.
What a jockey.
Amazing. It's so wonderful to hear people share their mental health journeys these days, don't you think so?
It's the number one thing to reduce the stigma, to help all of us, because we all struggle at different points. Absolutely.
Exactly right. And there's a great story on migraines, which I know so many people do struggle with headaches and migraines.
They do.
So,
and David Bromley, good interview too.
Yes, as always, awesome to spend the last hour with you also, Sal.
Loved it.
Joe and Sal, Wellness Plus Health and Mind and Body in the News Limited papers today. Good read.
Don't forget that. And Gerald, as always, lovely to see you.
Good to see you, Joe. Enjoy your day.
Head along to houseofwellness.com.au. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. And as always, we'll see you next week.